afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bringing the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
Welcome back to those new and old to the Trent Speaks podcast. It's great to have you here, whether you're a first-time listener or a long-time listener. I hope that you've had a great weekend and that just life in general is good. A couple quick updates I wanted to hop into before we jump into this week's guest. A few months ago, I had done an episode on, I think I called it The Art of Curling. You can go back and listen to that, but I've actually been in curling now. I am, by the time you're listening to this, 75% of the way through my rookie league that I had signed up for, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. So I will definitely keep you updated on the curling front. Also, a lot of great feedback from the two-part series we just had with Jared and Sammy. So I hope you enjoyed their conversation as much as I enjoyed listening to those two share stories and talk. And I've been in contact with Jared and hoping to have them again on the podcast here in the future to share more stories. As we all know, they have many more stories to share. Speaking of stories, we're about to dive into what is going to be part one, as you'll hear part two next week, so come back next week for part two. But you're about to hear part one of the story of Ninja the Warrior.
We have a Siberian Husky named Ninja. We're, this story is basically trying to help other pet owners what to look out for and maybe learn something about it or anything that could help another pet, actually. You know, and also got to be careful what vet you go to. And it's very difficult because we all believe in our vets like we do with our doctors. And the problem is when you believe in the vet, you're giving your pet in their hands. So you're believing in them and taking care of them, just like you would your kid or your own family member. And it's sad because some, I don't say all, there's a lot of excellent, mostly excellent vets, but there are a handful of them that aren't that great, and you got to be watch out for. And as we learned, because we had no clue, and the story with Ninja will explain actually what we went through and how we found out that not all vets are great. So this story is about, you know, that. So we'll start with Ninja, how it all started. He was, it was a little over a year ago, and a little bit, it was in, actually it all started October 3rd, 2020. And that's when we found out he had an issue because what happened, well, we have videos outside the house. And one day, it was a Friday night, and we heard a yelping like 12 o'clock midnight. And I have a few dogs, so I didn't know which one it was, but we knew something was wrong. So we ran downstairs right away, and the one's hitting the table here. So we ran downstairs, we went outside, and we saw Ninja coming in like nothing happened. So we looked at each other, we're like, mm-hmm. That's weird, that's crazy. What happened? And so I pulled up the video, and I looked at it, and he was trying to literally go to the bathroom, but he was yelping. I have the video of it, too. I mean, it's pretty hard to watch. Mm-hmm. On, you know, because I made a Facebook page also of Justice for Ninja, and everything is on there for all the way on the bottom. I mean, the whole, everything about him, all his records. But the problem is right now we have to be careful. I just want to warn people too, because about our story, because we're in the process of a lawsuit and we could only say certain things and not, and you know what I mean? So we're going to try to keep it. So, you know, we don't want to put anybody else out there or get discrimination or whatever, a defamation charge against us. So at this point, so the problem, I'll go with the story. when we went out, we saw Ninja. It was a Friday night. Of course, Saturday, there's no vets open. Our vet wasn't open. So he did it again the next morning. And I told my wife, if he does it again, we have to take him to the emergency room because we don't know what's going on. And of course, around 9 o'clock the next morning, he went to go to the bathroom again and he started yelping. So I took the video. I went to the emergency hospital, the first emergency hospital, and that's the closest one. We only have two in our area, so we're limited to where we could go, you know. And the first one I went to, they took him in. We thought he hurt his back because the way he was trying to go to the bathroom, he was bending over and he was screaming and yelping. So we're thinking he hurt his back. And so that's what we passed on to the vet. And this time it was during COVID, so you can't go in. So we just showed them the video from the car. And I said, this is what happened. We don't know what's going on, but we think he hurt his back because you can see he's been on. They took him in, did an X-ray, and they sent him out. And we're thinking, okay, they it's a hospital. They should know what they're doing. Send them out to us with pain medicine. You know, pain pills or whatever it was, and pain for pain medicine. So we took the dog home, and after what, a week or two?
Yeah, they're doing X-ray I thought, you know, he have like a constipation or something, and they asked, you know, I want to be checked, and they're doing X-ray. They say they're thinking in the back, but I don't see anything. They do blood work to make sure it's no
Lyme disease
or something. And they say they don't see nothing was like a blockage because of X-ray, but also they think it's the back, and they give him pain medication. They give her also medication to help him like to pass the stool in case of, because they're seeing like he have some troubles to go to the bathroom. And anyway, they send him home with that, and we start giving the medication, like the pain start going away a little bit, but was not going, you know, well, he was a little bit starting it, but was continuing. When the medication stopped, the pain continued. And I talked to my regular vet, and they're giving another kind of pain medication. But I was giving him, but it's not working. It was getting like worse and worse. And I asked him, you know what, why we don't do an ultrasound to the dog and to check him. And he sent me to the second
emergency hospital. But then before that, she asked him if like they were going by what the first hospital was saying on their report. So he was actually believing it was just a back problem. But we were noted because, you know, it's your pet is your family. So you know everything that's going on with them. You watch everything. You know something's not right, something's wrong. You know it. And so my wife, and we knew he was getting worse. Like he wasn't getting better. And this was about a month of medication. And he told us, our vet said, it could take a long time for any kind of like back or pain or, you know, any kind of back problems or anything where you hurt yourself, like a bruise or bone, whatever. It could take a long time to heal. But we're thinking, I mean, this ain't even working because he's getting worse. He's crying even more. And every time he was trying to go to the bathroom, he was yelping and crying. So we asked the vet, he's having a hard time. So we gave him Vaseline. They said to actually give him Vaseline so he could remove the valves. So we gave it to him, but he went, but he couldn't go all of it. Like it's only a little bit. And so my wife, that's when she asked him to an ultrasound, because we're like, he's not getting better, doctor. I think she needs an ultrasound. As a nurse, she's thinking something inside the belly, something in his stomach. And then he referred us to the emergency hospital. And then
when we went to the emergency hospital.
The second one, because we only have two in the area.
Yeah, they do the ultrasound. When they do the ultrasound, they talk to my husband. Oh, they see something inside of the stomach. They say, oh, the dog have cancer. And they have to do, I need to do a biopsy. I say, okay, well, go ahead, do the biopsy. But the dog need really a CT, a CT scan. Say, okay. I want to do the CT scan. Entonces, was coming the holidays, and they put me to do the CT scan after Thanksgiving.
It was December 2nd they did this, the CT,
but it was after Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving.
Yes, but I was asking, please.
November 24th is when they took him in for the first ultrasound. And then they found out he had a cyst, and they did the biopsy. They sent us back on December 2nd when they did the CAT scan.
They do the CT, and when they look that and they do the biopsy, say no, they don't have no cancer. But he have a mega cyst, 17 centimeters by 12 centimeters by 8 centimeters deep. Was a mega cyst.
It was seven inches,
and that doctor, he say he needs to have right away an operation. Say, okay, please do the operation right away. Entonces, I will contact to the vet who do the surgeries.
Yeah, the surgeon, see, this is all the same hospital. So the guy that does the CT, he was going to recommend to the surgeon in their facility. Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay. So we want him to get the surgery right away because he's having problems. He's not doing well.
And the dog, he started not pooping, I tell you, little by little. And my vet say, give him the Vaseline to help him to pass the stool until they can do the surgery. And they know that they need a surgery. I was calling.
But they gave us, what they did, what they found out, actually, we forgot to tell you, they gave us antibiotics. Like, antibiotics ain't going to take away, a cyst that big. Right. So my wife's like, antibiotics, okay, we try it. But she knew, and we were calling, well, she can explain to you.
Okay, give antibiotic, but he need an operation right away. And I say, please, I need a surgery right away. They give me an appointment to see him in January. I say, why in January? I don't need operation right away. And I start calling every day. Please, I called him every day.
I have the phone records. To
get an appointment to see him for do the operation. And the other doctor knew it, that my dog needs emergency operation. I called him several times, and they gave me an appointment in December 14th.
Several times. We called every single day until December 8th because they got tired of hearing.
And they gave me an appointment in December 14th for consultation for the surgery.
Not even for the surgery. It was just for a consultation.
And they went to December 14th. The surgeon see the dog, we say, oh, he need emergency operation. And they say, do the labs and everything. And my husband say, okay, do it right now.
I had the dog with me. December 14th, I went in with, because she worked. I went in with Ninja, and she said, oh, he needs surgery right away. I said, well, he's here with me right now. You can take him in. Oh, no, we'll set it up for tomorrow. Okay, no problem. We set it up for the next day. So, in the meantime, we're thinking they're doctors. They know what they're doing. They're giving me antibiotics. Okay. They're telling us, oh, he's going to be okay. But that day, the 13th, it was the 14th, I went in. He stopped urinating already that morning. He couldn't urinate no more. So by the 14th, when we took him in, that's when all our issues started, because she did the surgery on the 14th.
She was starting the 15th.
The 15th. The 14th was a consultation. I'm sorry. The 15th, she took him in. He stopped urinating on the 14th. In the 15th, when she did the surgery, he was urinating the time, but a little bit. It was getting worse and worse and worse. So eventually, we got him in just in time. We thought, because he stopped urinating. And that's when
she do the surgery. I remember I take it that day because I take off. Waiting for for the report. I said, I will do the operation. I will call you for the report. I was waiting when she called me. Say, okay, I do the operation. They happened. He have his bladder was
extended.
He couldn't pass the Foley catheter, like you say in humans. They vet call it like a stroke catheter. Say, I couldn't pass the stroke catheter because his bladder was distended and the cyst was so big that he couldn't pass. Entonces, what she did, she do a little hole in the bladder and it drained the urine, and she take it off 2 liters of urine from the dog. And she put a camera inside. She didn't see nothing, no cancer, no stones, nothing. She closed it. After giving me the report, the dog this and that, she removed it. She told me she drained and she do all metallization.
Which is like a removal.
She removed some of the prostate because she cannot remove everything, but she had to remove a part of what she told me. And and she closed it and everything. But at the end, she told me, if the dog don't urinate in 24 hours, you have to put him down.
Kill him,
you have to put him down. I said, you know, why? Why she's telling me that? My question is, why she's telling me that? But anyway, she gave me the report, everything, you know. Tomorrow, I call you, and you probably can pick up the dog tomorrow.
Yeah, they kept him overnight. They kept Ninja overnight to monitor him, supposedly. So that night they kept him. We called all the time to see how the dog is doing, of course, like any pet owner would do. So we called and called, and it was like 3 in the morning we called again. And the doctor that was on call, she said that he didn't urinate yet. He didn't urinate.
He didn't urinate.
I don't even know if he defecated.
But only he drank some water, but he didn't want to eat. He didn't want to urinate. He didn't urinate. They can walk and all of that. Okay, so, oh my God, I started getting scared. You know, it's many hours. Entonces, we call him back again, like at 5 o'clock in the morning or something like that. They say they do another Foley catheter and they drain him to empty the bladder. And they told me they empty 450 ml of urine. Okay, because I want to know how much empty. I know, and I ask. Okay, they empty the quantity of the urine, and we waiting. So the next day, by 8 o'clock in the morning, I believe so, the doctor called us, and she said that she checked the dog, she do the blood work, and the blood work looks everything fine, but the dog,
he didn't urinate.
But they say maybe because some they're in the play, they don't want to eat, they don't want to urinate. And they feel stressed, come pick up your dog, probably at home he will do it. I say, okay, I will go pick it up, no problem.
So she said, come and pick up the dog, see if he could go to the bathroom at home.
Okay, we went to pick it up, and she told me again, if the dog don't pee in 24 hours, you can bring him back. Say, okay, you know, I bring the dog here in the house, you know, and we try to feed him, he drink water. He started eating, but he was going on in the patio. We're taking outside. He raised his leg, like trying to pee, but nothing coming out. Oh, my God, I started getting nervous.
But he was in good shape even when we took him home because he was still, you know.
In pain, but anyway, we're trying to, you know. And anyway, he was trying to pee. He was the sensation.
He was trying to push, but nothing.
But didn't come out nothing. But when bringing home, I was keeping an eye. And in all of that, and she finished her time because what time the dog came? He came like at 12 o'clock.
She only works in the daytime anyway, but she's only there till like 4:30 or 5 o'clock.
Yeah, because we pick up the dog, but the dog was here like between 12 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the afternoon when we bring him home. The thing is that I keep an eye, and I know that before he leaves the place, I know he drained him because he didn't. The doctor, he drained the dog, whatever it was, the urine inside. We here waiting, and he didn't pee. But the thing, I didn't wait 24 hours. The next day, because my dog, he couldn't pee, I take him back again. I don't wait 24 hours. I wait less time.
Yeah, because the doctor told us if he doesn't pee in 24 hours, bring him back. But in the meantime, she also said again, if he doesn't urinate again 24 hours, to euthanize him. So she's told us already twice to put him to sleep. So we're like, I don't understand why she's telling us to do that. How does she know he's not going to pee? You know, right. How's she know he's not going to urinate?
Okay. And the next day, that doctor wasn't there. Was another doctor there.
Because she only worked like the 4 days or 3 days. And the other doctor took over for the 4 days. Because it's a 24-hour emergency.
When I went over there and take the dog over there, and she saw and said, you know, my dog, he didn't pee yet and all of that. Please, my husband bring him because I was working. My was my weekend.
Yeah, it was a different doctor.
It was another doctor. Entonces, to say to drain him to see what else we can do. And she said, oh, so swallow. She said, I put a straw catheter. But she said, in the notes from the other doctor, he said, you know, if the dog don't pee, they say that he can't come back. And this time we have to euthanize
him.
Put him to sleep.
The first surgeon saying, when we bring him back, to euthanize him.
And I beg her to that doctor, please don't do it.
Oh yeah. I'm so thrown off because it sounded like
it's
originally
you want to get more.
Bring it back in 24 hours and we'll see what we can do. Or you might have to put it down. It didn't seem like it was bring it back in 24 hours and we are going to
kill. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like it sounded to us, she sent him home to die, basically.
Yes.
She sent them home because she knew he wasn't going to urinate. He was going to get full of blue urine. He was going to be done.
And I don't want to wait too long because
we didn't wait the 24 hours.
Because
we
I don't want to blast her blood.
But we didn't know she wasn't there the next day either. So we got very lucky and got another doctor that was there and wasn't sure what was going on, number one. And number two, when we told her that the dog couldn't urinate, he had surgery. So she actually put the catheter in to help us. And yes. That's when she was...
Okay, when they put the catheter to drain her, and I beg to the doctor, please leave the catheter inside. I know how to take care. I am nurse. I am familiar with Foley catheters. And I know all of that. I could take care, please. And she listened to me. Okay, I'm going to leave her in. I will do like a sew there. You have to remove the Foley catheter between 24 hours to 42, between 1 to 2 days, 24 to 32 hours. You can remove it. If the dog doesn't pee when you remove it, we can try like a soft catheter.
Yeah, because the first catheter she put in is like a straw. It's very hard because he was still swollen everything. She couldn't get the soft catheter in. So she put that one in, but that can't stay in long because it will cut him up inside.
Yes. The thing is that she saw it in the way and something that in the front that I could open it and drain the urine. Okay, I was doing that. Entonces, he came home and he started eating more, drinking water, and I was draining the thing between, she told me, every 6 hours, between 4 to 6 hours to drain the urine. I was doing it. I went one day, the second day, I removed it. I was doing the same thing, let him to try. He tried again to pee, but nothing coming out.
Yeah, because she told us when you take out the straw catheter, leave it 24 hours. She said to leave it 24 hours. Take it out and then see if he can urinate on his own. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't, bring him back.
Okay. So after we bring him back, again, thank God she was there. And this time she put like a soft catheter, but that soft catheter could be only for 1 week and they have to be removed. But this one, I can open it. I have to drain him with a syringe, the urine, the same thing.
Because that small catheter is very tiny. It's a soft catheter, so he can leave it in like a person, you know? It's like a little tube. Right. But on that one, a person, they have a bag or whatever. On a dog, on that
one. And he cannot carry a bag. I have to do it with a syringe.
Syringe. So that one, we put like a little screw-on syringe, like an intravenous needle, but without the needle.
Okay.
And it just screws into the tip. And you suck it out and you shoot.
Yes. Okay.
So you keep draining it.
And
like
I have to drain. I don't have no more option. And that they can be 1 week. Okay. We did that. Wait. We did that. And after, you know, say, okay, I have to wait a week and all of that. The dog start trying to make it a little more stronger, you know. But then Monday, the other doctor who did surgery, she called me back. And she said, oh, we did the operation, and I know you've been bringing up. They have a catheter. They have to be only 1 week. But in this week, the dog doesn't urinate. You have nothing else we can do. You have to euthanize. You have to put him down. She was already upset.
There's nothing else we can do.
Nothing else we can do. And she told me that. And she told me the result for the thing, the other biopsy. No. Okay. And after I called back over there, and I spoke with the other doctor who put the Foley catheter, the catheter, and she said, you know what, I don't know what else. I don't want to put the doctors to put him down and sleep. And she said, you know what, why you don't check Cornell? She told me to check one place in New York, another. Go check this other bed. You can have other options that you can do. It's not the only option you can. You can do
more
something
for the
more.
Dog.
I say thank you so much. And after that, I start doing my investigation. I start Googling and looking one doctor, another doctor. Mm-hmm. I was not sleeping because I was looking to a place until I found a magic doctor. It was wonderful. It was 2 days before Christmas. I text him at 2 o'clock in the morning and saying a letter like this. She what found, I was doing.
What she did, she went on Google and she was looking up handicapped dogs or dogs that can't urinate. And Dr. Zeltzman came.
You can name, say his name.
Zeltzman, I can.
You can say his name?
No,
okay.
Zeltzman, because he don't mind. Anyway, Zeltzman's okay, because he's the one that actually helped us save his life. And the problem was when Dr. Zeltzman, she saw the story about a dog named Madeline. And a dog named Madeline had the same kind of problem that Ninja had. The only thing that Dr. Madeline had a tumor on its prostate.
And no, she had a tumor in the bladder.
On the bladder.
And she couldn't pee.
She couldn't pee.
And that doctor, he put a tubing in the side of the bladder.
Well, he did the surgery, removed the tumor, and put the cystostomy tube in the side.
Cystostomy tube is a tubing that they put in the bladder going to the abdominal wall, going outside to drain the urine. Entonces, I read that story to that dog, and I say, oh, my God. They can do that to my dog to see what's going on. Maybe he can, maybe swallow, and that's why he cannot pee.
We're thinking.
I call him. I bring him a big letter. I tell him everything. And the next day, this doctor also by 8 o'clock, I tell him, he called me. And I said,
she emailed him at 2:30 in the morning.
Yes.
And at 8 o'clock in the morning, he calls her.
Everything what I went through, and he called me and they said, you know, I have this problem. And he told me about the tubing. You want to take care of him? You have to drain it 4 times a day.
But the funny thing was, she called, I was home. She called me and said, oh, Dr. Zeltzman called me, and he's a traveling surgeon, right? I'm like, yeah. She said, he could do it. He could do the surgery for him. I said, what are you talking about traveling surgery? Where's he from? She goes, I don't know, but I've seen on the internet that he's a traveling surgeon. So I said, this guy could be in Hawaii, could be in Alaska. Who knows where he is? I said, what's his name? So I look him up. It was just a miracle. He was only an hour from.
Yeah, because he told me, you know, where you come from. He go from my area code. I have from another state, from New Jersey. Tell me, you're from New Jersey? No, I'm living in Pennsylvania, but I used to live in New Jersey. Okay, where are you? I live in the area where I live. And he told me, you know, I'm an hour from you live. If you want to bring your dog next day, I'm going to do the operation to see what's going on. Yeah. I can put the tubing and help him to see. Say, okay, but you have to do the pay up front.
This was 3 days before
and
Christmas.
And I say, okay, no problem. At this point, say, I'm going to do whatever I can to save at least one more day to my dog.
So that's why I told her, I looked him up. You know, I seen he's a 5-star surgeon. He's board certified. I mean, wow, everything about him was amazing. And I was like, this can't be true. I don't know how she even found this guy. I'll be honest with you. You know, and he had to be here in the state with us. He's only an hour away. So I'm like, you know, this is amazing. So at first we thought it was a scam because it's only a few days before Christmas. He's a traveling surgeon. He's asking for like $4,500 or something.
No, it was $3,000
something. Oh, yeah, it was over $3,000, but whatever it was. And we're like, wow, what's this guy? He probably just wants money. So I was like, I don't know about that, you know? So I looked him up, and I was like, wow, he's from Allentown, Pennsylvania. He's only an hour away. So we end up getting lucky, and he told us, do not put the dog down. Let me see if I can help you. That's when we went to Broadheadsville, because he's part owner of Broadheadsville Veterinarian Clinic. And that's when we went there, and he was waiting for us. And we brought Ninja in, and he did the cystostomy tube.
Yes, we did the operation. He put the tubing in his thigh, and now the other part is taking care of home.
Yeah. He said 90% of it is going to be taking care of him at home.
Yes, and this is what we did. We do the operation, we bring him home. The poor dog, he was so weak and all of that. I feel so bad because when the second operation after 1 week from the other operation.
It was only a week.
My heart was broken, but what else I'm going to do? And he taking off that soft tubing. He had the draining in the side, and I was doing what he told me. I was draining it 4 times a day, take him out.
Yeah, so he took out the catheter, the catheter out, and he put the cystostomy tube in the side of him.
Yes. And I was doing what he told me to take him out to see the swallow go away. But the same thing, he don't pee. He wasn't nothing coming out from where he have to come. I have to drain him in the side. But I was doing the exercise that he told me that he don't forget how to pee, drinking water.
Yeah, so make sure you take him out all the time before you drain him so he don't forget how to urinate on his own.
Yeah.
You know, so we had to bring him out, let him try to urinate. and see if he's going to try, which he was trying. He's lifting his leg. But
with the time, I was giving him medication and everything. But I see at one point that instead of getting better, he started getting worse. I said, what's going on? I started seeing the dog start getting weak. And he started licking the floor.
Licking the wall, licking the sheetrock.
And they say, you know, doctor.
Like constantly licking the sheetrock.
Yes, and they say, doctor, this dog.
And very weak.
I'm not bad, but, you know, I think he's anemic. He looks weak. He's not acting the same. And I think it's anemic. Say, no, I don't think so. You sure he's not urinating? No, he's not urinating yet. And I think he's anemic. Anyway, I say, I need a blood work.
What happened? What he said, he asked us, he said, because my wife said, this, we knew something was wrong. The dog was licking constantly the floor. He couldn't stand up like he was going to fall over. He had no strength. And we're like, something's going on. Maybe it's the medication. So we called him, and he goes, I don't know what's going on. Because my wife said, I think he's anemic. I think something's wrong with his blood. Because, you know, I mean, we drained. I don't know if you've seen the video of Ninja that we.
Yeah, that TikTok that you had sent me.
Exactly. We drained like a liter and a half of blood and urine. That's an infection. She said, something's wrong. He must be anemic or something because we're draining a lot of blood with the urine. And that's when we told Dr. Zeltzman, we're like, Dr. Zeltzman, we think he's anemic. My wife said it. And he goes, well, I don't see how that's possible. He said, check his gums. See, but these dogs got dark mouths, so you can't really tell. So she goes, well, I want to know. And he said, the only way to find out if we do blood work. My wife said, okay, I want to take him for blood work. Now, this is an hour away, so we're traveling back and forth.
Yeah, and I want to do my driving away. I did my driving 1 hour, and I did, yes, the dog was anemic. Say, why he's anemic?
Well, she did the blood test, and it came back. Well, he didn't know the dog was anemic yet. The problem was the dog pulled out the cystostomy tube.
No, but we did the blood
work. We did the blood work first, but then the next day, he pulled out the cystostomy tube. But, you know, and when he pulled out the cystostomy tube, we, you know, actually my daughter, that was, you saw here,
okay,
in my
son. But before that, okay, first, no, when we do the blood work, he get the result for the blood work, and after we get the result, he remove the tubing, because in that time, the doctor say, I want to know why the dog is getting anemic. Say, why the dog is getting anemic? I want you to see an internist. And he found an internist.
That was after he couldn't put the tube.
No, wait. Okay. Was before.
No, was it?
Yes, an internist. Why the dog is getting anemic? But in the between,
it's been over a year, so we're trying to remember exactly.
Okay, and why it's getting anemic? So in the meantime, he was looking for an internist that the same thing that he is how he have the Dr. Selma, he have that.
What?
His title. He's
board certified.
He wants to look for internist that is
only a board certified.
Board certified guy. Board certified internist. But in the meantime, when he was looking, he pulled his tube out in January 19. I remember he pulled his tube out. Oh my God! I was working. I have to come running.
Well, we weren't home, and then my daughter called up because we all learned how to do it because it's a lot of work. So I have twins. They're 16. They were 16 then. They're 17 now. So we were all chipping in, and that time was COVID. So the kids were homeschooling. They weren't doing school.
They were helping me to drain. But one day, one dog was coming outside. He jumped and the tubing came out.
He pulled the tube out.
But anyway, we coming. But in that time, he found the internist, and we have already an appointment. But in the meantime, he pulled the tubing, and the next day we have to train to pull back the tubing. But the problem, he couldn't put it back because he knew it was severe anemic. When he do another blood work, he was more anemic, was severe, and his platelets were zero. He had no platelets at all. The platelets is the one when you have a cut,
bleed.
The coagulation.
It never heals.
You have a cut, he will bleed to death. And he said, I cannot do operation with this dog because if I cut him out, he will die. He said, oh, my God.
So he called us and said, we have a major problem. He was going to put the cystostomy tube back. He said, we have a major problem. I can't do it. the dog's severe anemic. Severe anemic. His platelets, he don't have any platelets. They're low, deadly low. If he does it, he'll kill the dog. And he said, I'm going to put a catheter back in. Soft catheter back to keep him drained. But he said, we don't even have that style here. He made me run for another 45 minutes to get one, come back. He waited for us, put the soft catheter. It was crazy, the story. I mean, that was just a small, short video of what we've been through.
And we came back at square one.
And back to square one, yeah.
Back to square one, thank God. I get the internist by February 12th. I thought, let me mistake, we make an appointment. Yeah, no, February 22. We have an appointment for the internist because she was in vacation.
Yeah, she was on vacation.
The meantime, I was gaining time with a soft catheter to drain him to see what's going on. And in the meantime, that...
Because he wanted to know why the dog was anemic. Dr. Zelfman was wondering why. And the only way we find out if we go to an internist because they specialize in anemia.
And all of that. Entonces, with a soft catheter, the thing is that he don't get infection, has to be changed that soft catheter between 7 to 14 days. Because I was going like every 10 days.
She wanted to go every day.
Only with him to be changed. I don't want nobody else touch my dog. Yeah, but only him.
She was like, she was waiting 4 days. She goes, oh, I don't want him to get a UTI.
Yes,
I got to take him to get
a change. He changed like every 7 days.
Yeah, so Dr. Zelfman told us.
Only when he was in the place and I bring the dog and he touched it and he was fine with me in that. I have no problem.
The only thing Dr. Zelfman, he was like, relax, calm down. He's going to be okay. We'll change it every. So you don't have to change it every single day, every 2 days. But she's thinking of her infection, and I mean, he had enough issues going on.
Yes, I don't want him to get worse. You know,
that was UTI.
My issue already. Anyway, he had the soft catheter. Came the day for the internist. We see the internist. She check it. They do the ultrasound. They do a deep study, and she say, "I know what is the problem." The internist told me, the dog. He's getting platelets because he's still having infection. He having infection, but because he still have a cyst in his prostate.
He has a huge cyst. She couldn't even get a reading on the ultrasound.
And I say, you know, already have an operation to be
remove
and they drain the cyst. Why is that not saying?
How can he be?
Why can be? Say, I don't know. It's a mystery.
It's a mystery. She said it's a mystery.
And what she told me, it's a mystery.
How could it still be there?
Right.
A month. It's only a month later. A little over a month. And it was, she said, I have the records of it. She's saying that she couldn't even get a reading on it. That's how big it was.
Anyway.
So what did they do? That is the question. Be sure to tune back in next week for the conclusion of the story regarding Ninja. Until then, have a great week, everyone.